So let's get to this group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we need to help her figure out if she's being a jerk. It's Jamie in quotes. Hey, guys.
Okay.
Need to know if I'm the jerk here, but hear me out. Before you decide, please. I sometimes pick a fight with my husband so I can sleep by myself. He can be a loud snorer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll go a week without a good night's sleep, so I pick some stupid fight knowing he'll go sleep in the guest room and I can get a good night's sleep.
Okay.
Now, in my mind, I don't want him to feel bad that he's the one keeping me from getting good sleep. So this is a way to get a little break without shaming him.
All right.
It's usually not a serious issue I gripe about, but I am worried about doing this too much. Am I a jerk? If so, what's the best way to be honest about his snoring without hurting his feelings or making him feel guilty?
You know, honestly, like, at first I was like, this is dumb. Like, just, you know, tell him. But then I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, I know personally that if I am causing, like, my wife Elizabeth to stay up because I'm like coughing or, you know, something is happening or whatever, I feel really bad, you know?
Well, so I've been sleeping downstairs because I'm kind of fighting a little illness and I'm having coughing fits in the middle of the night. And so, yeah, I am sleeping downstairs voluntarily. We call it the sick room.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just where you go so that you don't disturb the other person and, you know, so they don't get sick. Just try to keep your distance and stuff like that. And so I've been doing that. But I don't pick fights.
Well,
in order to do that.
Right. But then at the same time, I'm, you know, maybe not everybody has like a sick room or another room that they can, you know, just go to.
Yeah.
So, picking fights seems a little aggressive, doesn't it?
Well, and again, I think she's right to be worried about doing that on a regular basis because, you know, that is going to, I think, start to erode their mm-hmm. relationship if she does it too much. He's going to think she's really nitpicky and keeps picking fights with him all the time. And then that's going to really, I think, have a breakdown in how they communicate.
Yeah, I think you just need to rip the Band-Aid off and say, hey, as opposed to just picking fights, because I feel like that's more detrimental than just telling him, hey, you're snoring.
I know, but and I understand she's trying to like save his feelings. She does it because you can't control that.
Yeah.
You really can't control that. There are things that you can try to do to curb it.
Yeah.
There are ways that you can try to, you know, stop snoring and maybe he can. And maybe that's what you do, because I don't think he's getting the best sleep that he can either if he's snoring.
Yeah. Maybe you say, hey, have you tried these Breathe Right strips?
Right.
You know, and maybe start something, you know, small like that. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it could be a bigger issue of like sleep apnea or,
right.
or needing to use like a breathing machine or something like that to really correct it or whatever.
Yes.
But, you know.
So maybe like, you know, the next night that he does, just kind of gently nudge him and ask him to turn over. That might help it. And then if not, then kind of bring up that, hey, I noticed you were snoring.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's that you maybe just start the conversation like he just started doing that and that you're concerned.
Hey, I just noticed that you started snoring. We've
Don't
been married
say it
for
like
years.
That. Well, but again, I, you know, you start changing when I, you know, I've started snoring occasionally and didn't when we first got married. Like as you get older, sometimes that starts happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let us know what you would do, how you combat it, how you've maybe personally combated this exact same issue, because I'm sure she's not alone in this, right?
Yeah.
Or if you'd rather, tell us the little dumb little fight that you like to pick.
Well, and as far as whether she's the jerk or not, well, I think her.
I think she had.
She had the best of intentions trying to save his feelings, but I don't think we continue down that path.
Yeah, I think. I mean, if we want to use the term jerk, yes, I think she's being a jerk by saying that was her words.
Yeah, exactly.
She wants to know, and I'm telling her, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm just going to gently say, maybe we stop doing that.
Okay.
Because, you know, trying to save her feelings too.
Sure. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your comments and stories on the way next. So our listener Jamie wants to know, is she a jerk because she picks fights with her snoring husband because she wants just a peaceful night's sleep?
And she knows that he'll go to the guest room.
Right, it's 99.7 DJX. She would rather that than just tell him, hey, you're snoring. Let's see if we can get that fixed.
Right. And I think the consensus, according to you and the text line, is yes, you're a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, hey, look, if you're avoiding, like, trying to correct his problem of snoring by picking a fight, I think, yeah, that's a jerk
move. She was trying to, you know, spare his feelings. So that
by picking a fight.
but she didn't want him to feel guilty that he was the reason she wasn't able to get good sleep, which is a valid concern. I was just going to suggest gently, like, maybe that's not the best method, and we approach it from, like, maybe the health angle. Like, I don't think that you're getting great sleep. You've been snoring lately. Have you? We need to figure out how to fix that so that you can get some better sleep. Mm. And therefore, I can get some better sleep.
Yeah, okay. Andrew, the Love Doctor, calls our show all the time. Your take on this?
She keeps picking a fight. It's going to cause an issue more than just his snoring that's keeping her up at night. That could cause an issue within the marriage long term. Absolutely right. And Ben, you're right. Rip the Band-Aid off. And what's the word we always use on here when we want to fix a problem? It's called communicate, right?
Exactly.
You got to communicate it to him. When I was married and I got sick, I would go into another room and sleep in another room because I didn't want my wife at the time being sick or passing it to her or keeping her up at night because she worked as well. Have a conversation, guys. It's pretty simple. If she doesn't, she's not a jerk, but if she continues this path, yeah, she is one. Absolutely, 100%.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, thank you as always, man.
Keep on loving, guys.
Hey, Jasmine. So what's your thought on this?
Oh, Jamie's a jerk.
Here comes the harsh, cruel, brutal truth.
So you start out with, hey, babe, you're snoring. Are you not sleeping okay?
Yeah.
At this point in time, he's probably thinking, I can't please her. Time of the month is wild.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I can't please her. Oh, I keep messing up all the time. She's always mad at me. Yeah.
She's always mad at me. I got to go sleep in the other room. Or she goes and sleeps in the other room.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Thank you, Jasmine. Appreciate that.
Sarah says, my boyfriend snores. I just shove him and say, you're snoring.
Right.
I appreciate that, you know, she respects his feelings. But what kind of relationship is that? Honesty is everything.
Yeah. I was going to say, just go back to, just tell him. Maybe he doesn't even know.
He probably doesn't know. Yeah. And yes, and again, maybe you can go at it from the health angle because he's probably not getting the best sleep if he's snoring, and you aren't either. So maybe you guys can start figuring out some things that you can try that can curb the snoring.
All right.
And both of you can benefit.
All right, let's hope this works. Okay?
Okay.
I mean,
and we don't have to sling names like you're a jerk
again,
or Jamie anymore.
Again, her words.
I know she asked.
So I'm just telling her.
I'm just going to say that probably wasn't the best method.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy. Thank you. Keep us posted.